Lesson 32, Signs in America of Jesus Christ's Birth. Purpose, to teach the children that when we have faith, signs can strengthen our testimonies of Jesus Christ. Preparation, 1. Prayerfully study 3 Nephi chapters 1 and 2. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. The visual aids found on page 117 of the ink print edition, or you may make simple drawings on the chalkboard. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Tell the children that you are going to give them some clues about an event that took place many years ago. Ask them to raise their hands when they know what event the clues are describing. Invite the children to come to the front of the class and hold the pictures of the following items as you hand them out. Angel, shepherd's staff, donkey, star, manger, baby. When the children have guessed that the event is the birth of Jesus Christ, leave the star on display. Explain that this lesson teaches about a place far from Jerusalem where people watched for the signs of the birth of the Savior and saw a star. Scripture account. Teach the children the account in 3 Nephi chapters 1 and 2 of the people in Zarahemla at the time of the birth of Christ. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Explain that Nephi in this account was the son of Nephi, who was the son of Helaman. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Page 115. What were some of the people saying about Samuel the Lamanite's prophecies? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. How did the believers react to the unbelievers? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 7. What sign were they looking for? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 8. What does their steadfastness teach us about their faith? What threat did the unbelievers make to those who believed? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 9. Why do you think some people get angry with those who believe in God? What did Nephi do when he saw the wickedness of the people? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 12. What was the answer to Nephi's prayer? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Why did Jesus Christ say he was coming into the world? How was the prophecy fulfilled? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 15 and 19. Why were the unbelievers so afraid when they saw the signs that the prophecy was fulfilled? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 18. How would you have felt if you had been there? What sign did the Nephites see that was also seen in Bethlehem? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 21. What did Satan do to try to keep the people from believing the signs? How did the people show their belief in the Lord? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. What happened that caused the people's faith and righteousness to decrease? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. Why is it important to follow the righteous example and teachings of our parents? How have you been blessed by obeying your parents? What was the attitude of the people toward the many signs they saw? 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. What can we learn about the strength of testimonies that are based on signs? What can we do to strengthen our testimonies? What were the results of the Nephites' unbelief? 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 3 and 11. What did the righteous Nephites and Lamanites do to protect themselves? 3 Nephi chapter 2, verse 12. How does being with other church members and worshiping Heavenly Father help us grow stronger? What finally happened to the people because of their wickedness? 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 17 through 19. How do you know the prophecies of Jesus Christ's second coming will be fulfilled? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 20. What do you think the world will be like when Jesus Christ comes again? What kind of person do you want to be when he comes? What can we do now to prepare for the second coming? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Ask the children to name unfaithful people they learned about in previous lessons who asked for or saw signs and discuss the effect signs had on their testimonies. Use the following examples if the children need help. Laman and Lemuel, 1 Nephi chapter 3, verses 28 through 31. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 45. Sherem, Jacob chapter 7, verses 13 through 20. Korihor, Alma chapter 30, verses 43 through 56. Page 116. 2. Ask the children to pretend that they are home teachers or visiting teachers. Let them volunteer to share what they would teach the people to help them stay strong in their testimonies of Jesus Christ. 3. Help the children memorize 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 20, and discuss how it applies to our lives. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 20. 4. Help the children memorize the 10th article of faith. 5. Sing or read the words to When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, page 82. You may also use He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, page 34, or Samuel Tells of the Baby Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 36. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony that Heavenly Father will fulfill all the prophecies that have been made. Emphasize the need to live righteous lives and to be prepared to meet the Savior when He comes again. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 15 and 19 through 22 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 32, Signs in America of Jesus Christ's Birth.